your cares goodbye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Fairly innocuous memories. When you look back at some of those cartoons and you think of the magic of them, when you think of the wonderment that they provide, what you don't end up thinking of, unless you rewatch them, is that some of them are some fairly problematic depictions, particularly around race. It's the behavior of some of the black crows in the Dumbo film, for example, that came out in 1944, or the stereotypical behavior or depiction of Asian people as, you know, shown in the behavior of the Siamese cats in Lady and the Tramp. These are all things that Disney has had to take into consideration and is now putting a warning before its new programming. The warning states, this program is presented as originally created. It may contain outdated cultural depictions. Do we need to be told if something is racist? Can we not put it in context? Lee Patch is the chief film writer for the Herald Sun. Good morning, Lee. Is this proof that we just can't handle something as benign as a children's cartoon anymore?
Good morning, y'all. Look, I think you can look at what is going on with Disney's move here on two fronts. Really, the entertainment industry as a whole are looking to future-proof their IP against, you know, any and all coming tweet storms over insensitive content in the future. And this is really the entertainment industry's equivalent of, you know, that label, this food may contain traces of nuts. So that's one way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
The other way...
That's actually a genius way to look at it. Thank you, Lee.
The other way to look at it, and this is a more cynical way, but I think it's actually the truth of what is going on here. Disney has launched a new streaming service which they intend to rival Netflix in the coming years, called Disney Plus. Launched in America last Tuesday, launches in Australia next week. And it needs to get itself noticed very, very fast. So Disney have put this disclaimer on, I think, less than 15 of its films from the past. And if you look on Google News this morning, this particular story has had thousands of iterations right across the global media. So Disney's PR team, and they are very powerful outfit, mm-hmm. they would have done the math and just realized that, okay, this will get some notice, some of it negative, some of it positive, but we'll look at the ink we are going to get. And sure enough, this is the way it's happened.
But what they have done, though, is, as you've actually said, some good and some bad. This is what's polarizing about something like this, is that some sides of the argument will argue this isn't going far enough, this is not saying it blatantly enough, and others will say, come on, get over it.
Look, we live in enlightened times, but we also live in times that require us to carry a hell of a lot more processing baggage than we had mm-hmm. before. I actually think that companies like this, although they are kind of like, you know, just seem to be doing just enough to kind of get by, they also kind of underestimate the intelligence of the audience out there. And I think that people should be able to kind of recognize when they see things that kind of twang on an insensitive banjo that that is certainly a product of the time. Look, I have more of a, although matters of race are obvious, I think the entertainment industry's addiction to depictions of, you mm-hmm. know, damaging kind of sexuality and violence.
Yeah.
Where does it end? And look, I don't think it is going to end.
No.
I think, especially that phrase, outdated cultural depictions, it's fairly soft and it is a coverall. But as I say, there's so much more.
It does seem like it was vetted by a legal department. Lee Patch, chief film writer for the Herald Sun, thank you very much for that. 1-300-222-774, what do you think? Is Disney going too far or not
Gary?
Far enough?
Sorry, Sammy. Gary, do you reckon they're going too far?
Yes, good morning. Look, I'm just feeling my whole moral compass collapsing here, and with this Disney business and going back and morally rejudging works of art that have been done in the past. And what I'm suggesting is that we go into every gallery, every library, and look at these works that have been done by the great artists. Start with Shakespeare. We need to put stickers on his books saying this may offend you. We'll go and look at all of the great works of art that may be morally dubious by today's standards, and we'll need to put some stickers on that that you may be culturally offended. Look, this is just ridiculous. It is...
It's too much, in your opinion.
Works that have been done in a previous year at different values, we understand that, but my goodness, where is this business going to stop?